Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
Ah, shit. I'm coming. Got you, you little fucker.
You're late.
Yeah, couldn't find my phone.
I am going to glue that thing to your palm when you get home.
We both know these hands make too much money for you to ever damage them, huh?
Get your fingers out of my face, Wade. How are your nails that dirty?
Oh, ouch. Addison, it's launch day. You're supposed to be nice to me on launch day.
I'm always nice to you.
Oh, you haven't been nice to me since I dropped that cup of coffee on your Econ 101 paper.
I was out of print credits.
Yeah, it was the first time we met.
Whatever. How is it over there?
How is my overwater bungalow in the middle of Tahiti? It is, as ever, paradise. You should have come.
Someone's gotta be on hand for the suits. Speaking of...
Nope. I can't hear you.
Pre-orders are actually exceeding expectations.
Yeah, not very hard with the abysmal projections they came up with.
Conservative, not abysmal. It's your first solo title.
Coming off one of the biggest games in history.
First-person shooters in history as a member of the creative team.
Everyone knows I was doing all the work, okay?
The average customer does not know about the inner workings of a creative team's dynamic.
Well, the average customer is a fucking idiot.
Which is why the projections are so low.
Look, I still
think that we... We ran a few targeted ads in New York. Now that they're talking about that short-term lockdown, there was a bump in pre-sales.
A bump.
Not an astronomical one, but bigger than we thought we'd see from social media ads.
That's good, right?
We just want enough sales to get a sequel lockdown, Wade.
But... we might?
The sales might just be an artificial bump. People think they'll have to be inside for a few weeks while this whole mystery fever blows over, so they're stockpiling entertainment. But it might be big enough, yeah.
That's great, Addison. I mean, come on.
But?
God. Yep, there it is. God, there's always a but with you.
But to push harder in New York, they want to run a new ad campaign.
Ugh. What was wrong with the campaign we recorded before?
Nothing. They'll still run the normal one worldwide, but they want to capitalize on this New York moment.
Okay. Why are you twitching?
Nah.
Yeah, you are. Your eyebrow always twitches when you have to tell me something you think I don't want to know. Might as well just spit it out.
You're not going to like the ad.
Because
they want to highlight the online community feature.
Why?
Because...
it's completely antithetical to the whole storyline of the game anyways. It's not even really a well-built feature. I mean, I just agreed to do that because...
Shut them up, I know.
The whole story is connected to a solo play feature. And the whole online ecosystem is held together with bubblegum.
I know, but this lockdown thing, people are going to be inside for a couple of weeks. They can't see their friends or family, so just in New York. Just until this whole thing blows over, they want to run a different marketing campaign. See if we can make that bump a little bigger.
What's the tagline?
Hmm?
For this brilliant campaign, what's the tagline?
New York, you may have to stay home, but that doesn't mean you have to be alone. Escape to your friends on Fantasy Island. Wade? Did I lose you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you hear me?
They're not running that.
Wade.
No, they might as well just make an ad talking directly to the camera. Sorry, your city's having a weird, gross outbreak. Give us $60.
That would be crass.
This isn't?
Well, it's... other companies are running similar ads. It's about, you know, providing a space for people to come together.
I'll send you something better.
Wade...
I will personally reveal every possible cheat in this game if they run that campaign, Addison.
Okay. I'll do what I can, just... send me a pitch.
Yeah.
And Wade...
What?
Happy launch day.
Thanks, Addy. I'll see you in a week.
Tandon Productions presents Life on Pause. Episode 2. Heaven is just different people.
We're thrilled to have Wade Jordan, creator of the game that's sweeping the globe faster than Pale Fever, on for an exclusive interview this morning.
Glad to be here.
Before we really jump into it, I'd love to take us back to where it all started.
Oh, again?
We can't start without talking about the infamous video that made America fall in love with you.
Well, if America demands it.
Most people hadn't heard of you before this video hit Instagram, and only hours later, there were few people who hadn't. Let's watch that video one more time. Hey, New York. Citizens of New York. New Yorkians. God, what's the right term for that? You should get your people on that. Look, these times are scary. There's a virus sweeping your city, and this time, it's not sexually transmitted. But, honestly, last time I was in New York, a man on the subway coughed directly into my open mouth. So, are you that surprised? For the good of your city's public health, you're being asked to stay inside for a few weeks. But there's something worse on the horizon. Something you're not even thinking about. Advertisements. It's going to be a whole new wave. Something you've never had to deal with. A bunch of dudes in suits are going to market test every version of an ad telling you that the one thing you need on the deserted island that is your 200 square foot apartment is their product. You're about to be inundated with the phrases, "We care about you," and "You may have to stay home, but you don't have to do it alone." Ugh. Instead of worrying about this weird plague sweeping your city, they're gonna hit you with a new one. Corporate greed. Because no matter how they spin it, you should know one thing. The guys behind those ads, they're not sitting at home like you. They're cozied up in vacation homes or on deserted islands, completely unconcerned by this disaster. How do I know?
All right.
Because I'm one of those assholes. While you're trapped in your apartment, I'm rolling out of my bed on top of the bluest ocean you've ever seen, sipping my ties and working on my base tan. Which is why, when my company sent me an ad for our game that implied we were all in this together, I had to shut down that East High mantra and come at you properly, man to internet. Here's the thing, New York dudes and dudettes. If I had to take one thing to a deserted island, it would be my video game. Partly because it's my job, but mostly because no matter how perfect where you are is, getting 10 minutes or an hour to go somewhere else is all you want to do. So, while you're considering what to do with your lockdown time, consider giving me, your new best pal Wade, $60 for some cheap entertainment. Or don't, you know, whatever. Just know, we're not in this together at all. Fantasy Island is out now. You dropped that video on the Instagram the day your game went live. And since then, your game has become one of the biggest success stories in history.
I don't know that I'd go that far.
You've sold more units than any other game on the market, and you have an active user base of nearly 500 million players. Numbers we haven't seen for a video game, ever.
Not only that, but you've worked to make sure the internet has been more accessible across the world. And you've even helped figure out how to safely deliver essential items to underserved areas.
Well, when you put it that way, I almost sound like a genius.
Some might go that far.
It does help that people are trapped inside.
And that's the best part of the game, isn't it? We're inside, but with the help of your game, we don't have to be inside alone.
Right. Totally.
Tell me, what gave you the idea for the online gaming feature?
Well, you know, gaming is such a singular experience. I think that's why people like me get into it when we're young.
People like you?
Despite my roguish good looks now, middle school was a cruel beast. When we put together my first solo title, I wanted to include an online feature that allowed you to do more than just play with the friends you already had. It actually had to give you a chance to make new friends, new people to play with.
A game that brought people together instead of isolating them.
Totally.
I can't imagine a greater feeling than knowing you've brought people together.
Well, actually, the story is really the big one for me. Hearing how people feel about that, well, you know, I won't spoil it, but that unexpected twist 2/3 of the way through, you know? I love watching people react to that.
Of course. Sure. But I can't imagine how nice it must be to know that your game is being used to bring people together 3 years into this whole thing.
Totally. Exactly what we wanted when we started this.
You must be getting a lot of use out of it yourself, isolated on that island.
Actually, I've been spending a ton of time working on the sequel and the downloadable expansion packs for story mode. I think people are really going to love the new adventure we're taking them on.
Of course. I know I can't wait to see what you have in store for us next.
I'm sure you're on the edge of your seat.
Yes. Well, I think that's all the time we have today. Fantasy Island is out now from all your favorite online distributors, or a direct download in the Game Store. Thanks for joining us, Wade.
Always a pleasure.
A sequel.
They never said no.
A sequel.
Is repeating yourself a new pastime? Is this a new step towards fully losing your mind?
You didn't hit a single talking point.
I used that terrible talking point about me not having friends in high school, which is a lie, by the way.
And you announced a sequel on live television.
You're not even listening to my side of this conversation. This would have worked as a voicemail.
You could have at least pretended to be excited to be on, or even mentioned the new updates.
I did mention the expansion packs.
I am going to be up to my eyeballs in calls from corporate asking about the sequel you've announced that they haven't greenlit.
Oh, was it bad enough for you to come up with a marketing strategy that doesn't require me to get dressed from the waist up for another fucking video interview?
Not sure I'd call a Battlestar Galactica shirt with a hole in the neck dressed.
Ooh, BSG is dressy. If I'd wanted to dress down, I would have gone with Captain Kirk.
I am not engaging.
You know you wanna.
Not engaging. Look, Wade, I thought we had this whole thing figured out. You have the big creative ideas. I talk to all the big scary business people, so you don't have to. You, in turn, do not do anything that makes that job harder.
Look, can we just skip to the part where you thank me for being brilliant, tell me to go make a more challenging game update, and we hang up? I have stuff to do.
Like getting drunk in your underwear and shit-talking 12-year-olds on a gaming platform that made you a millionaire?
Not much else to do on a deserted island, Addison.
If you want us to try again, we can get you clearance to travel back, I'm sure.
My answer's not going to change.
I just think you might be happier.
Spend whatever you were gonna spend on bending the rules for me on relief for people who need it.
There's not going to be any money to spend on anything if you keep promoting a sequel that doesn't exist. which the suits are never going to approve.
A sequel to the most popular game in history is an instant bestseller. How are we not on the same page about this?
We'd have to divert all our attention and resources to the sequel and away from online play.
Right. Totally. I've had an idea about that. And it is, like me, brilliant.
I somehow doubt that.
I'm going to turn off the online feature of the game.
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah. I said I'm going to turn
off... I heard you! We make our money on the online play, Wade. People pay us every month to play the game they already own. You just reminded 500 million people that they pay us $10 a month for something they already own.
I have enough money, Addison. I bought this entire Overwater Hotel. I've funded a NASA project. I don't need any more money. I give away games and prizes literally every day on Twitter.
Why?
Well, because it makes me feel better about myself, mostly.
No. Why do this?
You heard that interview. All he wanted to talk about was using the game to meet people. He called the saloon a great backdrop.
Okay.
My game isn't a backdrop to some fantasy speed dating platform.
The game brings people together in a world where
we can't connect. Blah, blah, blah. Save me the sales pitch, Addison. I wrote it.
Then what's the problem?
I spent years developing and perfecting an intricate world with a gut-wrenching storyline. And people are just using it to fornicate online.
They're not fornicating.
Yeah, well, I read the message boards.
Then you know people have built a community here. One that really matters to them.
The story should matter.
That's what this is about. Your ego.
The story is the most important part.
No, it's just the part you came up with all on your own, and it's killing you that someone else's idea is the part that people love. You'd rather destroy everything we've worked for than not be the center of attention.
That's not fair.
No. It's selfish. And maybe if I had paid a little bit better attention, I would have realized how selfish you really are. God, you're trapped in paradise while the rest of the world is trying to find a little bit of solace and you want to take it away.
I want to give them something better.
You haven't even played online before, Wade. You might have a great story, but you don't even know what the people who pay for your ridiculous life want.
Yeah, and why should I? It's my game.
Maybe it used to be, but now it's theirs, and you better think long and hard about what you're doing before you take it away from them.
Addison, don't do
this. Bye, Wade. Sober up.
Sober up. Whatever. I don't have to do anything. It's my game. Of course, Addison would say it's not just mine. Not really. Once you put it out in the world, Wade, it's everyone's. That's how art works. Especially when people pay for it. The argument there, of course, is that I'm really lending it to people, and they should be happy for the time and memories they had. And on the other hand, Addison would say, you couldn't have made the game if people didn't pay for it, but...
Fine. One time. And then I burn the whole thing down.
Selfish. I'll show her selfish. Whatever.
Welcome, weary traveler, to Fantasy Island. There's only one rule here. Leave your troubles at the door as you travel through time to keep us all alive. It looks like this is your first time joining us online, spreading your wings outside the confines of your own island.
Ugh, who the fuck wrote this?
But you can't save the world alone.
Excuse me? That's the whole point of the game.
You'll need a team to
you
help shoulder
the load. You literally
stomp
onto an island that can only be saved by you.
Lucky for you, you've come to the best place to build a team.
I don't want a team! A team is antithetical to the whole game!
When you're ready, head on inside and see the bartender for a drink. While you get settled in, I'll review your stats and try to find you a match.
What is this? Millionaire matchmaker? Come on!
About as much fun as a snake with a tooth.
Well, there you go.
Now that you've quenched your thirst, it's time to find your perfect partner. I noticed that your close combat skills are a weak point.
Oh, they are not a weak point.
So I've matched you with someone whose strengths are your weaknesses. Okay, boys, enjoy your adventure. If you'd like to end your mission at any time, press X. But if you find your perfect connection, press Y to extend. Enjoy, and remember, you're our only hope.
So where are you from?
Do people just give out that kind of information on here?
Is this your first time?
Online. I've played the game since it came out.
Oh, the story mode? God, I didn't know anybody still played that.
Excuse me?
I mean, if you were to finish the game, you would have done it ages ago, right? Everyone I know just has this for the online feature, right? I mean, meet new people and chat with each other and sort of get outside.
It's a video game.
Yeah, and it's great, like, gorgeous. Backdrops are so nice. It's like you're really there, you know?
Backdrops?
Dude, are you okay?
Do you have any idea how much work goes into these backdrops? An ungodly amount. You think they'd just spend all that time just so you can use it for some sort of voyeuristic outdoor pornography?
Well, that didn't go well. Your partner has deemed you a poor adventurer and asked for a new friend.
I'm a poor partner? We didn't even get out of the desert!
Let's get you paired up with someone new, shall we?
Hey, dude!
Hey, do you actually play the game?
I mean, I'm here, aren't I? Logged on?
Right, but do you... Sorry. The guy before you said no one plays story mode anymore.
Oh, yeah, totally. I got the game when it first came out, actually. You know, I live in New York, and my roommates and I panic bought everything we could get our hands on. But we got bored of the story after a few days.
You were bored?
Yeah, I mean, weren't you? That genius, nerdy computer programmer, Wilson or something.
Wade.
Right, Wade, sure, stupid name. I thought his video was, like, totally charming, but the game was such a letdown, you know? But then, after everything got worse, I just wanted to, like, talk to someone that wasn't one of my roommates, so I signed up for the online membership, and now here I am.
So you play for the people?
Oh, yeah, it's a great way to practice my craft, actually.
Your craft?
Believe it or not, I'm an actor. I love it when people want to play around with accents, you know? If I play once a week, it really keeps my skills sharp. Okay, you ready? Ready?
Yeah.
Howdy, partner. You fancy going down and hitching us a few maids?
Well, that didn't make any sense.
Yeah, well, I didn't say I was a writer.
Hey, so what's your star sign?
Excuse me?
Your costume says Gemini, but your energy says...
Are you ever tired of having to try on your clothes?
Dude, what?
Like, wouldn't it be better if there was a service that could try on your clothes for you?
How would that even work?
I'm so glad you asked. It's an app. It's really trending on the App Store right now.
Are you trying to sell me something right now?
If you sign up with my code, we both get a free month, man.
What are you into?
Like...
sexually.
Nope. No. Mm-mm.
You want to read that, Castle?
Do you believe in ghosts?
I actually just really think if we're being serious about it, the idea of a no-limit universe is really insane, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess stories are important, but this is sort of a point-and-shoot kind of game, right?
Oh, I don't know. I just figured it would be a good way to forget I'm stuck inside.
It's worse than I thought. I can't believe Addison has just let me create challenges and people aren't even playing them. I could just turn the whole thing off. I'll make a bug, upload it myself, and before any of them know what hit them, the whole game will be locked and it won't be worth unlocking until they agree to the sequel. Right? And they'd never know it was me. Okay, Addison would definitely know it was me. And maybe people would guess after that interview this morning, but what are they gonna do, fire me? God, you're totally right. They could fire me. Jesus. Fuck it. Just one more.
Welcome back, weary traveler. Shall we try your next match?
Why not? How much worse could it get? You have the Amulet of Saker.
Yeah?
But you have to play the game to get that. You can't buy it. You can only get that amulet if you play...
Defeat the Mummy King Saker in Chapter 12. I know. I did, obviously.
You play the game. But everyone here seems like they just use it to have virtual drinks. Like, they're not here for the story. They're just here to...
pretend they can leave their house?
Well, yeah. And, like, the game is supposed to be the thing, you know? That's what people put all their time and effort in to make, not this weird happy hour.
Ugh, man, you're not one of those Wade worshippers, are you?
Excuse me?
Like, all hail Wade Jordan, unfortunately charming, wealthy genius. How sad is it that one of our greatest minds is trapped on a deserted island, but if anyone deserves eternal paradise, it's the guy who created virtual dragons for me to slay. Oh, this GQ drone spread he did last year? I just happened to have that lying around.
Do people think that?
Are you new here?
Well, I haven't played online before.
Fresh.
Having fun, weary traveler? If you'd like to continue your conversation with 32-Bit Circus in the next world, just press...
Yes! Yes, continue.
Hey, you continued.
So did you.
Yeah.
You seemed like you might be worth another drink.
Well, cheers. So, do you...
come here often?
I thought that might sound a little...
lame? It did. But I do. It's a good way to pass the time, see the world.
You can see the world by playing through the story. This cantina is like the best for bar fights and shaking information out of seedy alien-like characters.
I meant the world, our world, other people.
Hell is other people.
Okay, Sartre. But on here you can skip them until you find your personal brand of heaven, too.
What was the first video game you played?
That one with the little guy. He had the bow and arrow.
Zelda?
Yeah, he gave me the spark of adventure. You?
You remember in television? The little football game on it.
Really?
Yeah. with my dad and my uncle. My uncle used to get so mad when he'd lose that he'd throw the controller across the room, right? But they were wired back then. he'd break the whole system so no one could play.
That's one way to lose.
My dad got so pissed after the fourth one, he just put them in the closet. So I'm like 10, right? And I figure all four of these have one good controller, right? So I took them apart, wired a good controller on in place of the broken one. Voila.
And now what? You're a little engineering genius? What do you do?
I'm a surf instructor.
Yeah, I believe that.
What do you do?
I'm an artist.
Really? What kind of art?
I screen print things. You know, t-shirts, posters, things like that.
That's cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you, always want to be a surf instructor, like, when you were little?
No. No! Sorry! Not, no, there's just someone next to you.
If you could have done anything, you know, if the world had what would you have done?
Librarian.
Librarian?
Yeah. I really don't like people much.
Right. Oh, watch out, watch out. Hell is other people.
Nice. But I like books. Other worlds, you know? I think I would have liked helping people find their escape from the world around them. Oh, watch out!
I like that, but, you know, to do that, you would have had to actually talk to them.
I think I might have managed.
Let's do this. Let's fucking do this.
Let's go. I'm sweating.
Assist!
Five you, but four, let's go.
Let's go, let's go, let's go!
On your left, on your left, on your left.
I got him, got him, got him, got him. Okay. Woo, 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 yeah, woo. Yes. Okay.
Shit, oh shit, it's a dragon. Pick up
okay.
The blaster.
Got it.
Nice. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Push forward.
Let's go. Let's go. We got this. Okay. Wait, where are they coming from?
I don't know.
He's getting hit. Where are they coming from? I can't.
Oh, behind us. Go. Turn. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Woo.
Oh, yeah!
Yes! Oh, fuck! Okay.
Let's go.
Yes! Shit! That was good! Good job, man!
That was good. That was really good.
Okay, I'm gonna call it a night. We're out of worlds to explore.
Really? We've only been playing for... Oh. It's night. When did that happen?
This was fun. We can play again sometime, if you want.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like that.
Wade, it's 4 a.m. here.
Sorry, man. I have got to get this time zone thing worked out.
What do you want?
I have decided to keep the online features of Fantasy Island live. For now.
You have?
For, you know, for the people who might need it.
Okay. That's great, Wade. Can I go back to sleep now?
Yes. But, I just wanted to say that, you know, I appreciate you. Is all.
Did you hit your head?
What? No, I just...
Because you know I hate it when you do flips off the bungalow. The water definitely is not deep enough for you to be doing
that. No, Addison,
that.
No, stop. I didn't hit my head, Addison. Just, I just... read somewhere that, you know, hell can be other people, but that means heaven is probably just different people or something. And this is stupid. Whatever.
No, it's... Thanks, Wade. I appreciate you too.
Well, good. I'll let you go back to sleep. Good night, Addie.
Good night, Wade.
Welcome, weary traveler. Would you like to start a search for new teammates? No problem at all. 32-bit Circus.
Hey, nice to meet you. Play often?
Hey, it's Marissa Tandon, creator of Life on Pause. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to hear more about how we made it, I have some great news. We've partnered with Radio Drama Revival to do a series of live interviews with the cast and crew of Life on Pause. This week, the writer of the episode, that's me, will be joined by Ellie Fernandez-Collins on Friday, December 18th at 3 p.m. Pacific, and Dallas Seeker, who voiced Wade in this episode, will be joined by Will Williams on Sunday, December 20th, also at 3 p.m. Pacific. You can tune in to both interviews on our Instagram, at LifeOnPausePod. And if you're listening to this episode after that, don't worry. You can still catch the conversation on our Instagram or on the Tandon Productions YouTube. Our next episode premieres on Thursday, but if you'd like to listen to the episode right now, you can by supporting the show. Our episodes are available a week early to our supporters, and you can gain access by visiting tandonproductions.com and clicking support at the top of our page. Until the next episode, you can join us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at LifeOnPausePod. And if you enjoyed the show, I'd love it if you could leave us a review or share the show with a loved one. Reviews help other listeners find our show, and they really help us out. And now, our credits. This episode was written and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Dallas Seeker as Wade, Mia Passarella as Addison in 32-Bit Circus, Loveday Smith as the host, and Noah Kaplan as the interviewer. Additional voices were provided by Megan Carter, Noah Kaplan, Billy Finn, An Shu, Mia Kadama, Sheila Morris, Miarka Rogers, Eva Cantor, and Marissa Tandon. Sound design was provided by Billy Finn. And Life on Pause was created by Marissa Tandon.